Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Ultra Contributor of the Year, Courtney's Haters, and which of our correspondents just joined Instagram. I have to begin this week by saying thank you. I was awarded the USA Track and Field Mountain Ultra Trail Council's Contributor of the Year for this very news program. It is truly an honor to receive this recognition, and I have to segue that into the fact that I cannot and do not do this alone. This is equally Michael Carson's honor as well, as he is the one editing and bringing this show to life each and every week. Thank you for all the views, support, and feedback over the past 122 episodes on behalf of Michael and I, and we hope we're around for at least 122 more. We all remember Davy Crockett's Dreadmill 100 from last week, but we've got a quick update. Turns out, on a short 3-mile run this week, his treadmill threw a screw and stopped working completely. That could have been catastrophic for his run. Anywho, this was Davy's 99th run of 100 miles, and his 100th will be coming up at this year's Across the Years 24 Hour at the end of the month. If you yourself would like to go for 100 miles on the treadmill, you can also earn the coveted Dreadmill 100 buckle if you complete it in under 48 hours. Check it out on Ultra Signup, Dreadmill 48-Hour Endurance Challenge. The final race in the 2018 Ultra Trail World Tour has come and gone. We traveled to South Africa for the Ultra Trail Cape Town, appropriately enough named. Emily Hawgood of Zimbabwe took the win there in 11:49, and Janosch Kowalsch of Germany won for the men in 10:22. I'm not too familiar with those names, but coming in a surprising or maybe not so surprising second and third on the men's side were Ockelbo Mafion, Swedish runners Elav Olsen, and Johan Lantz. Heck yeah, guys. Some big names, including Rob Krar and Ryan Sands, both dropped. For the ladies, Americans Kelly Wolf and Keely Henninger placed fourth and fifth. The next in the International UTMB series went to the mountains of Oman in the Arabian Peninsula. This somewhat small but extremely technical and difficult race took the field by surprise. The race was 85 miles long, point to point, and featured 25,000 feet of climbing. But that's not all. There were Class 3 scrambles and a Via Ferrata-style section with required climbing harnesses and helmets. Holy crap. Kind of interesting to see this part of the UTMB series, as we're not sure on the scalability of something like this. Anywho, Jason Schlarb co-won the race with Diego Pazos of Switzerland in 20:45. On the ladies' side, it was Anne-Marie Watson of the UK in 26:20. The 10th edition of the McDowell Mountain Frenzy took place this past weekend in Arizona in the same park as the Javelina 100. We saw some fast times this year, with Keith Laverty taking the win, setting a new course record at the 50-mile distance in 6:57. Colleen Lingley followed suit on the ladies' 50-mile course, with a new course record as well in 8:12. In the 50K, it was Art DeGraw with the win in 3 hours 44 minutes, still off of Rob Krar's 2012 record of 3:22. For the ladies, Lauren Curry broke her own course record, winning in 4 hours 6 minutes. On a personal note, this was the very first race I ever created from scratch under the Aerovipa running name, and it holds a special place in my heart. It was so great to see many of you out there from the Outhouse Nation. The Hard Rock Lottery took place this past Saturday, and guess what? Your boy Jam Jam was pulled. I'll be going for my fifth finish, shockingly, all in the same counterclockwise direction. Meaning, despite becoming a veteran next year, of 5 finishes, I will yet to be considered a true Hard Rocker, reserved for those who have run it in both directions. I normally would be super ecstatic about getting in, and I for sure am. It's a bit bittersweet, as even though it's one of my favorite places and races on the planet, the fact is so many of my friends, some of whom have been applying for years, are left on the sidelines while I get to run it once again. There's not a whole lot I can do to change that, so I will for sure be thinking of all of you out there. As for the field as a whole, the race is more stacked than ever. We've got Killian returning along with this year's champ Jeff Browning. Previous winner Jason Schlarb will also return, along with Xavier Thévenard, who was disqualified this summer. Joining them will be first-timers Francois Den and Dylan Bowman. Whoa. On the ladies' side, Darcy's back, as well as 2018 champ Sabrina Stanley, along with first-timers Courtney DeWalter and Andrea Huser. No doubt, it will be an exciting race in Silverton. On to Western States. I'm not going to run through all of the auto spots for Western, as we can do that next June, but there were a couple speedsters that got in via the lottery this past weekend, including Alyssa St. Laurent, Stephen Moore, and Yassine DeBoon. Oh. I myself was gladly not selected, with Hard Rock on the docket. I think that's enough for me next summer. I will happily be on site filming with Solomon, hopefully chasing around Courtney. Speaking of Courtney, did you catch the New York Times article? There was a large piece on her talking about 200-mile races, the recent Last Man Standing event at Big's Backyard Ultra, and how she's basically kicking men's asses. The article surely sensationalized the sport a bit, really playing up on the sleep deprivation and wild stories that are just a piece of Courtney's amazing accomplishments. If you happen to scroll all the way down through the comments, it's pretty entertaining. It's also pretty clear that there's some haters out there. I had a chuckle at the one talking about how it was unethical for organizers to promote and organize ultramarathons. My suggestion? Read them as entertainment and nothing more. Spartan Race has announced it will be organizing some trail runs, basically what they've been doing already, sans obstacles. Well, there might still be some fire at the end. I mean, great, I guess. The only thing that really snubbed me the real wrong way was the spectator fee. Just to attend and cheer on your family or friends, you'll have to pony up $20 to $25. It's just not for me, and I'll take a hard pass. If you're into that sort of thing, go for it. It was fun connecting with so many of you at the running event in Austin this past week. I'm definitely planning on making that an annual trip. We've got some plans in the works for possibly a live show next year, partnering up with the American Trail Running Association. And she's done it, folks. If you're a fan of our Northwest correspondent, Maya Ray Ray, she is officially spitting fire over on Instagram right now as we speak. Do Jam Jam a favor, go on over to Instagram and give her a follow. Check it out, Maya_Ray_Ray. Go now. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 122 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel. Or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam's eyeball sunglasses. Links are below. Have a week.